You, in that same story, though, write about a rock concert in Tehran that has just sold out, and about, the hipsters, young hipsters in Tehran who are still hanging out at cafes and having fun. It's fascinating to read. Joy continues. Hope does continue, even amidst a wider sense of hopelessness.
Life goes on, I think even in people in war zones figure out ways to have those moments of joy because you sort of have to keep going. And I do think, my job as a book author and my job as a newspaper reporter can sometimes be a little bit in tension because reviewing all this history, I sort of got a sense that like nothing is permanent. Like things change and movements can arise out of nowhere and people learn to kind of deal with things and maybe come up with solutions and they manage to find ways to keep contesting power and to keep asserting themselves over time. And so, for a news story, you kind of have to like have an angle and a conclusion, but it's a snapshot in time. And in a year or in 5 years, we may look back and, see all of this as a prelude to something or kind of be able to identify the threads that then led to something bigger. And we sort of have to be patient and also keep
Yeah.
watching, I think.